Capital punishment is popular in the United States, but is popular quite the word? This week, Timothy McVeigh was put to death, and the federal government is now preparing to execute convicted murderer Juan Garza on Tuesday. Public opinion polls show that something over 70% of the American people support the death penalty. Some opponents of capital punishment say that figure is actually the lowest it's been in 20 years, though 70% certainly sounds overwhelming. And yet, 1,100 relatives of those who were killed in the bombing of the federal building in Oklahoma City were invited to witness the execution of Timothy McVeigh's sentence over closed-circuit television. Only 232, less than a quarter, turned out to watch. Some reports sounded surprised over this fact, but when you think it through for a moment, another thought comes forward. Why would those people who have spent 6 years in grief and rage and anguish want to watch someone, even the man who murdered the most precious people in their lives, actually put to death? This week, the jury in New York that convicted Rashid Daoud Alawali of his role in the bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Kenya decided he should not be put to death. According to reports, the jurors worried that Mr. Alawali, who helped kill 213 people, would be made into a martyr among those very people who could be inspired to emulate his murderous act. Now, these are each separate decisions, but I think they all may be small signs that the 70% of the American public who believe in capital punishment do not always want to see that punishment delivered. Taking polls on capital punishment isn't the same as asking someone to rate a soft drink or choose a political candidate. It may be a casual way to gauge public sentiment for just about the most serious act a government can undertake in peacetime. I think it's likely that the true attitude of the American public toward capital punishment is fractured by ironies and contradictions, real human complications. The more Americans are sentenced to death, the more Americans learn about some of the vagaries and mistakes that can afflict even an essentially honest legal system. Americans may like having a death penalty available, but I don't know, with a few exceptions, whether they like using it. Public acceptance for the death penalty has declined, along with the murder rate. Americans seem to accept capital punishment. We may even accept being coarsened by it. But popular doesn't seem quite the right word. A better description may be that death is an irreversible punishment delivered by a nation that's still forming its mind.